Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yes, finally some warming water, and the flounder are responding accordingly. Slowly but surely, the bite is improving even out front. Hey, man, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got July 27th and 28th Really Jam show coming out. Just a couple of shout-outs right now. Tamika Spring, Post Commander, VFW Post 6805 in Browns Mills. And also Tyson McNair, great meeting you. Thanks for listening. Also, shout-out to Hunter Dyer. That's his real name, Hunter Dyer. Dyer Exteriors, man, one day closer. Hunter to the bow season. This guy's a maniacal bow hunter. Back to the fishing. Yes, the flounder, even out front, bite is improving more so over the gnarly bottoms. We shall see. The next, we have a good window coming up. 3, 4 days, 5 days. Fishing should improve dramatically. Still plenty of flounder in the back, mostly shorts, but don't be surprised you get a keeper or two back there. Mid-range offshore tuner showing. Your big eye, your yellowfin, well, the big eye are going to be more up north and in the south. That west wall of the Hudson, man, has been hot, trolling, man. Whoa, 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 for the big eyes. And you have mahi starting to show with the pots. Tidal River is still loaded with white perch. Tidal creeks still have some white perch in there. And don't overlook the largemouth, the pickerel, the crabs, and the yellow perch. South Jersey is a cornucopia of opportunities. Hey, man, Really Jam Show coming up is Tom Foti. We're going to be talking about the JCAA Heavy Hitters Tournament going on. A little after that, we're going to be talking Woodcock with Mark Dreyfus, South Jersey Chapter, Woodcock Society of America. It's that time. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Oh, yeah, we even have time for a report. Do we? Yeah, we shall see. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. And one company has you covered. Skechers, the comfort technology company, with their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. Because the Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded to get the most out of your walk, including a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Find Skechers Workout Walker for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
We are here with Scott Spencer from Batteries Plus in Northfield and Mount Laurel, one of our industry aces. Scott, with summer weather finally coming fast, what should we do to make sure all our fun summer toys are ready for another year?
It's time to get your boat, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and jet ski batteries tested. Bring them in for a free evaluation. Typically, we can do it while you wait, so you'll have confidence in your go-fast toys when you need them most.
Now, besides batteries, I also understand you have a very good repair shop inside Batteries Plus. So if I happen to have a broken cell phone screen or tablet screen,
we fix it.
What if I need my cell phone battery replaced?
We fix it in minutes while you wait. If it's broken, bring it in. Charge ports, speakers, microphones, pretty much anything inside a phone, we fix it.
Thanks, Scott, for stopping by. Scott Spencer from Batteries Plus. You can visit them at two locations, 900 Tilton Road in Northfield and Route 73 in Mount Laurel. Find out more at batteriesplus.com.
And don't forget to stop in and register to win tickets to Journey and Def Leppard this summer in Philly.
Are you already doing digital advertising sales? Do you know all about targeted display, social media marketing, the latest in SEM and behavioral targeting? If so, you could be Townsquare Media's new advertising sales star. We're looking for passionate sales professionals to join our media and digital advertising team. If consulting and connecting local businesses with their ideal audience for growth sounds exciting, let's have a conversation about you working for Townsquare Media. The right career choice is all about timing, and right now is the perfect time to join our team as an advertising account executive. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, 401k match, and more, along with world class training and plenty of room for growth. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we want to hear from you. Reach out to Michael Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
There he is. It's Agent 00 Chicken. Every move he makes, every chance he takes is to get to Royal Farms Chicken Palooza. And nothing will stop him from getting there. Because he knows that right now, he can get a three-piece world-famous chicken box, white or dark meat, or chicken tenders for just $8 with a portion of each chicken box sale donated to a local charity. Plus, he can register to win world-famous chicken for a year. That's three pieces of hot, juicy, moist, and tender Royal Farms world-famous chicken for just $8. Come to Royal Farms Chicken Palooza. It's a real thriller, but it's only for a limited time. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. No purchase necessary to enter or win. And September 2nd, 2024, chicken for a year prize to be awarded as eight $100 Royal Farms gift cards. For details and official rules, visit royalfarms.com/chicken-palooza. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Royal Farms.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Hey, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 27th and 28th. Seventh turn of the calendar page. Zippo, tear it up, gone. I just said that about June. I just said that about May. I just said that about April. What is going on? Hey, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM, South Jersey's number one rated talk show station, and also WPG 1450 AM, streaming live at slot WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked into 50,000 mega far-reaching terrestrial watts of radio, rather, 97.3 ESPN FM, streaming live 97.3 ESPN.com. download the WPG Talk Radio app to get to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. And I think I did a blog this past week. It'll be embedded under my blog on 97.3 ESPN FM. Well, tournament season is in full swing. A semi-historic, the original was historic, but a semi-historic tournament is getting underway August 1st through 4th. I know it's short notice. We always wait for that window, that weather window. Doesn't look bad. It's the Jersey Coast Anglers Association 5th Annual Heavy Hitters Tournament. So we know the iconic JCAA Fluke tournament for decades. What an event that was. Unfortunately, times being what they are and things change. Join us on the line right now. Very good, longtime friend of Rack and Fin Radio is Tommy Foti. He's a member of the Marine Fisheries Advisory Committee for the Secretary of Commerce and also the legislative chairman for the New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs and the Jersey Coast Anglers Association. Hey, Mr. Foti, how you doing? Did you get your walk in this morning?
No, I've been sitting here looking at emails. I'll do it after I finish talking to you.
Tom, you got priorities here, little brother. Come on, man.
I know.
Well, Tom, it's the 5th Annual Heavy Hitters Fluke Tournament. Listen, it's August 1st through August 4th. You could win a 9.9 Yamaha engine. There's all sorts of other cash prizes involved. You have until the 4th to enter. JCAA.org. Very easy. Again, waiting for that last minute for that tournament window. Tom, let's get into it. First, I want let's avail our listeners a brief history of the incredible JCAA tournament. Listen, I'm doing a quote thing here. The JCAA Fluke Tournament. I mean, that was it. You saw Mr. Foti at ICAST and working the floor like I would say like a fundraising politician, cool guy. How's that, Foti?
it was a great tournament. It was put together by me, Gary Caputi, and then we hired Don Kaminsky. You remember Don?
Don Kaminsky. He was the fluke. Hey, he turned me on. Listen to me, Foti. He turned me on. I saw one of his summers using a bobber, fluke fishing, Manasquan Inlet. Mary, mother of God, was that effective under certain conditions? I thanked him. He says, well, What do you expect? I'm Don Kaminsky.
Yeah, that was Don. He was also, we would call it anal retentive. And yeah. Don, but which was the perfect guy for Fluke, told me all the details. He got everything done. And it lasted 27 years, but
27,
it's a lot of work.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. And we gave away, and we weren't making any money. We gave away almost $130,000 worth of prizes last year and the year before because somebody won $50,000. And we walked away with about $7,000 or $8,000. And my guys are all volunteers. They said, this is too much hard work for $7,000 or $8,000. And we're not even sure we made that much. So, you know, it just decided. So Paul started this tournament a couple of years ago, the Heavy Hitters Tournament, because he likes the tournament. He fished strictly with big fish. The JCA Fluke Tournament was like, you know, statewide, and basically was more of a family tournament when we started. Right. So, it changed over the years. And plus the Fluke regulations, as you would say, suck. I mean, and there's no real rhyme or reason for what we're doing. And basically, people started getting turned off. And then, they're not fishing the same way they used to fish.
Tom, but basically, as a non sequitur, before we get into the prizes, the cash and the whole bit, Calcuttas, whatever. Listen, I spoke to charter captain the other day. I do the Philadelphia Daily News Fishing Reports. And as few as there are, he's Tommy P. Check this out. I would have had last year the 23 regulations. I could have had probably 50% limit on the boat, and everyone else would have had their two fish. As it was, he had eight fish. Caught a lot of fish, but that was it. And people, Tom, even now that the 3 at 18, whatever biological, political reasons, whatever, convenes, whatever, Tom, it's turning more people off.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is no matter what size you go to, if you go, went to the slot limit, you couldn't catch a fish between the slot limit.
Because right.
What happens, that slot limit gets fished out right away. And so when you go to over 18, the fish under 18 are there, but the fish over 18 get fished out in certain areas, bays and estuaries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it more difficult for people to fish and catch a fish that they can keep. But these regulations make no sense, and one of these days we're gonna talk about that a little bit later. But we need to have a long conversation how we mismanaged fisheries for the last 40 years, and part of it was my fault because we didn't know what climate change and endocrine disruptors were doing to the environment and to the fish populations.
Yeah, listen.
Let's go back to the Heavy Hitters Tournament.
Yeah, the Heavy Hitters Tournament. First place prize, $2,500 plus a 9.9 Yami engine. Second place, $2,000 plus a $950 custom rod. Third place, $1,500 and or merchandise valued at $400. Fourth place, gift cards and or merchandise valued at $300. Fifth place, gift cards and or merchandise valued at $200. Now, cash prizes are based on a minimum of 175 boats. Amounts will be adjusted higher or lower depending on the number of entrants. Various Calcuttas for single fluke, three fluke total, and sea bass. Now, listen, this first place is based on the weight. The prizes, rather, are based on the weight of a single flatty. You have one to enter. So, Todd, these seem like pretty fair regs.
Yeah, I mean, this would pull one in a day because he doesn't like to go out in bad weather like I do. I'm being facetious. And basically wanted a day that we would have an option of fishing one day during those four
right.
days. So you only can fish one day, but you can pick what day and look at the weather. It's just you should find a window of opportunity to fish between those four days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put this together, and it's been working pretty well. And matter of fact, this year we have 10 weigh-in stations all the ways from bars and, you know, up in the Highlands.
In the Highlands, yeah.
And all the way down to Cape May at J&B,
Jim's Bay and Tackle. Right, yep.
And so you need to go to the webpage. All the rules and all the regulations are in there. And it's pretty simple. You can do online registration. We got that straightened out. We got rid of Eventbrite because they were causing us nothing but problems and charging us too much money. And
good
so
move.
We're doing it with a different firm. And so it's easy. It's simple. And you need to go in before, I think you said the 4th.
Yeah, the tournament is the 31st of July. This coming Tuesday. That is your deadline.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's 100, at this date it's 150 per boat, maximum of 6 anglers per boat, correct?
Right. So unlike the Jersey Coast old tournament where you could go out in a party boat and enter as an individual on a party boat. You can't do that on this one.
Yeah, Tom, that was always cool because I did it a couple of times. And, you know, yeah. I gave up my last boat with a 2002, 2003 or something like that. It was a headache, pain in the butt. And I said, why not try a party boat? Now, as a matter of course, people say a party boat. Well, there was a tournament out of a tackle shop in Waretown several years ago. I happened to stop in around three fishing clubs, or two fishing clubs. And while I'll just say that, it's a trap shooting place up there somewhere up past Waretown, Forked River, whatever, called Ground Swipers.
Okay.
Tom, they had one entrant, one guy. He comes flying in about 10 minutes before they close. I just happened to pull up. He won the tournament. He was on a party boat out of either Brielle or Belmar. And he was a big prize, what, $1,500, something like that, which isn't bad money. But just goes to show you, the party boats, it's not like you're automatically shut out. You have no chance.
Well, I grew up fishing on party boats in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I mean, when it was actually when there was a fleet of about 70 boats in Sheepshead Bay and hundreds, you know, about 100 charter boats, and everything was going fine until we started with, you know, regulations the way we did, and people stopped fishing, and all those boats are gone. I mean, you ever go up to Sheepshead Bay and look, there's no, maybe four or five party boats where there used to be 70 of them in that. And they have the fanciest docks in the world because New York spent a lot of money on the docks.
Right, right.
There's no boats on them.
All gone. This is okay. The tournament is going to be August 1st through August 4th. Go to jcaa.org. All the rules, regulations, prizes, Calcuttas, anything and everything you want to know. Again, very short notice on this, but you want to wait because it's 4 days, first, second, third, fourth. Wanted to wait on that and always waiting on the weather. Tom, is there a captain's meeting or anything?
No, there's no award ceremony. There's no captain's meeting, none of that. You know, Paul likes to fish and give out awards, not to have several celebrations. Plus, again, you know, Tom, it's hard to do this without volunteers.
Right.
And we're all old guys that are left in Jersey Coast. We need some young blood that has, you know, vitality, wants to do all these crazy things. We're getting old and stodgy, some of us.
I'd say stodgy, Fodi. We're coming to the realization you break your ass and there you go. You're still at break even.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really what we need.
Hey,
you know.
Fodi, do you remember I don't know if you were there or not. I remember Gary Caputi coming up saying, the hell's wrong with you, man? Haven't you eaten in a week? I said, no, 2 weeks. I wiped out all the hors d'oeuvre trays. I forget which casino it was. The girl came by and says, sir, you're right. I says, yeah, what else you got? That was a classic.
When we had the tournament for the first time, we got ourselves in, I think it was the old resorts, and they basically gave us a $30 buffet for each person in the tournament. We had set up the lines in there. We had clams, and we had oysters, and we had shrimp, and we had everything going on. And the only complaint I ever got that gets us, we had to go up to the line too many times. We gave us small plates. It says, you're getting all this free food, and you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody will complain about something.
That wasn't
time.
Me, Fodi. That wasn't me, because I had that sport jacket on with the really extended deep pockets on the inside. I did all right with the shrimp, trust me.
Well, you know, you're tall enough you can pick at you out of a crowd. But the problem is, we always could hear you for half a mile away. When we're down in Ike, I says, oh, there's Tom P. over there about five aisles. I can hear him from me.
It's the thrill of it. What's it? The tug is a drug, man. Fishing is it. Okay, listen, it's JCAA Heavy Hitters Fluke Tournament, August 1st or August 4th. You fish one day, go to jcaa.org for the Finny Skinny. It's going to be, you're up against some really, Hartel's an animal. I mean that in a respectful fishing way. The guy is an animal. Fluke, yeah. Tog, tuna, whatever, stripers, whatever. The man is in. He is something else. But JCAA.org. Hey, we're up against a heartbreak. Tom Fodi coming back. We're going to ram a little bit on. I was talking about this the other night with Tommy, just bantering back and forth. What happened to the bluefish, man? Now, the croakers are coming back. Yay. So is it cyclic, however you want to pronounce it. Or what? A lot of stuff involved. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Round three, Rack and Fin Radio, coming up.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're hit by sticker shock at the pharmacy, there's always ways that you can save on your prescription meds. First, try talking to your doctor. If you have trouble affording your medication, ask your physician if there are less pricey drugs or generics that work just as well. And check your health insurance plan for discounts tied to certain pharmacies. Many are inside supermarkets like Kroger, Albertsons, and Publix, and stores like Target and Walmart. Drug prices are lower at preferred pharmacies because insurance companies negotiate prices with them. And if you take medication on a regular basis, get to know your insurance plan's drug formulary. It tells you and your doctor what price category or tier a certain drug is in and what it will cost you out of pocket. This is another good way to compare benefits and cost if you're thinking about switching health insurance plans. And try buying in bulk. If you take daily medications, you might get a big discount when you stock up. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yo, welcome back to Rockin' Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're on July 27th and 28th, one day closer to move season. Hey, I still have a lot of fishing to do. And actually, even better, one day closer to Railbirds, I am Mr. Mud Hen. You wonder these you know, the clappers are, the sores are up there in the freshwater marsh up there. Was that the mullet or whatever? You wonder, something that thrives, eats whatever out of that benthic goo, little fiddler crabs and whatever. Those little lump breasts taste like roast beef. Oh, man, George Loader up there. The Metas up there, George, I always thank you for introducing me to that. We're back on the line with Tom Foti. He is a member of the Marine Fisheries Advisory Committee for the Secretary of Commerce, also legislative chairman, Jersey Coast Anglers Association, and the Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Club. Mentioned we're going to have to do a show later on, a good half hour, 40 minutes, if we track it all the way out, about the miscues in fisheries management, what we saw, what we didn't see, what we anticipated, didn't anticipate. Right now, I was talking to Tom the other night, I said, I missed the blues. Now, it was 6 years ago, we had the 2 years in a row, man, medals were flying off the dealer pegboards, your Avas, your knockoffs, whatever. Big blues coming in now. I just heard from some tuna guys, some of my sources on the Rack and Fin Pro Staff that were out there. Big blues out there, 15, 20, 30 miles for Captain Howard Bogan. On the Big Jamaica too, 50 miles, these jumbo blues, gators, whatever you want to call them. But now it's been, I don't know how many years since the limit's been reduced, and you don't see, I'm out there a lot. I don't see many more bluefish come out. Spots here, spots there, you pick them up. Whoa, nice fish. Snappers are coming up, not seeing many snappers. They should be out and about already. I don't know, Tommy, the bluefish is just it's beyond my ken to really get a grip on what's going on, except you always read about they're cyclic. They run in cycles. Yeah. What happened? Well, there's more involved in that, like the blowfish. Hey, nothing, Foti. 1969. Okay. Listen, 869 blowfish over there in Babel, Butler Boulevard. 1970, 24. Then they didn't show up till 2006. What is it with the bluefish again? Same thing, cycles. A lot more involved than just saying a cycle.
There's a lot of things involved in fisheries that we don't pay attention to. All we do is manage fisheries by denying commercial and recreational fishermen the allowable catch. And that's the only way we can manage, because we can't control the other factors. And that's the problem we've been dealing with. We find more and more that we put regulations in that really don't do anything. And bluefish is the perfect example.
No, they give people agita, Foti. They give people agita.
Yeah, when you go to the webpage to enter the Heavy Hitters Tournament, please click on our newspaper and read the last newspaper I put up there. And it talks about bluefish. It talks about what went on for the last 50 years, 60 years, because I started fishing for bluefish 70 years ago. That's a long time, and I watched the ups and downs. And I also talked to people that were fishing before World War II because they were around. And they told me what was going on, that there was no bluefish right before the war. It was really, none of them around here. And it was really after the war that they started coming back. And the bluefish we had in the 60s and 70s and the 80s were never recorded. There's, you know, and we didn't need to adjust the targets. I was having a long conversation with people from MAFAC about this. But we don't have time now because you talked about the rail birds. And so,
sorry, man.
So we'll do that another date. And really, you know, but read the JCA newspaper and subscribe. Don't cost you anything. It used to be we had to pay for mailings, but it's up on the webpage.
Right.
And there's a lot of history in there because I'm a history buff, and I have 50 years of dealing with fisheries management.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all on the webpage, and you get it for free.
But, Tom, I read some of your stuff. It's mind-boggling to me. I almost get a headache when you think of all the factors involved. And then the underlying fact, the sub-factor, committee and subcommittees. The sub-factors, Fody, is sick.
And also because Magnus Stevenson handcuffs the council systems that they can't react to change. They can't do anything in an immediate situation. And that's really, and the perfect example is what happened up in Alaska. The snow crabs started dying, and they basically shut the fishery down because they figured the water temperature was killing. It wasn't a water temperature. They were starving to death because the stuff that they eat were dying. So instead of, you know, shutting it down, they should actually fish more because then some of them would have survived instead of all of them competing for the food, and they all died. But that's nymphs. They can't react. And then he says, well, we couldn't do that because the stocks are overfished and overfishing is taking place. Well, because because of your stupid regulations, the way you put them in there fixed, we had that. But I know you got to get off, so I'll talk to you. We'll set up a half an hour to do this one day.
Hey, listen to me. You're not escaping that easy, folks. Back to the bluefish. I remember I play Remember When, people. Okay, again, because I'm right up there with Tommy getting there. We're in the good solid age. You remember the good days and the really good days. And some days, the best days are right now, and other days, no. Tom, I was a bluefish, besides my trout and bass and caps, I was a bluefish maniac, especially during the 80s. Going out on the sea, I would make the run down, the run up, wherever I was, either a Friday or Saturday night to get on Bobby Pennington's boat out of Point Pleasant, the Sea Devil, to fish for night blues. In fact, I have a scar on my one thumb from one. A couple of beers in, about a 12-pound, it took a bite out and wouldn't let go. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But then to see the fluctuations, and then we had those rushes of fish, as I mentioned earlier, a few years ago, and now, there's bluefish? Where? Guys are saying, it's getting to the point, Fody, where it's like weak fish.
They follow the food. And simple, we had no bunker inshore. This season was in the Raritan Bay. There was the water coming out with all this rain, basically dropped the water temperature, pushed all the bunker out of Raritan Bay, pushed it all the bays and estuaries along the coast, and pushed it offshore. So the bluefish stayed offshore. And we had really no bait in Raritan Bay. It was the worst striper season I've had in the 20 years I've been fishing Raritan Bay with charters. You know, we talk about bluefish. That's when I had my boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my 22-foot whaler, which I used to be out every day, starting from April in the bay, in Barnegat Bay. I used to fish from April to July, and then I go back to surf fishing and maybe catch some small blues. And then from September to almost December, I was out in the boat, even in Thanksgiving back then when it was cold, because we'd be catching 15, 16, 18. I was down to fishing like your favorite rods, the pistol grips with 4-pound test to see how big a fish I could land on it. I mean, and
take that, Jimmy Houston.
And then I still have those rods because, you know, I never get rid of anything. And I think about it, we used to come in with a 155 cooler filled with bluefish, play them all up for all my neighbors because they were senior citizens and I was a kid back then. And then give them to them, and they would eat dinner with them. But that's, you know, that was going on. It was. We also saw the fish go from the 60s, where they were a 5-pound was a big fish. Then in the 70s, you got to get a 12 to 15 pounds to be a big fish. And by the time the late 80s came around, we were breaking records with 30-pound bluefish.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's all those sand eels that disappear because of the warm water. And that's really what I talk about, the temperatures in those articles about how the temperature affect not the bluefish, but the sand eels, the things they feed on.
No forage, no fish. No forage, no fish, man. That's
fish. And that's the same with a lot of species.
Okay, Mr. Fody, let's get you rescheduled a little bit down the line. Maybe sometime in September, get back and wham and jam on more of this. I'll get your butt here in the studio sometime. Listen, it's a small studio, basically the size of your glove box and your Prius. But that's all right. We can fit in here, man. We'll do the squeeze.
Okay, it's not as big as my 4Runner then.
Oh, well, whatever. Okay, T, I'll talk to you later, man. Best to Linda.
Bye.
That's it. Brilliant guy. He was in the trenches for decades. I've been at variance with Fody on a number of issues. No two ways about that, man. No shade in my game, but I tell you, the man put the time in. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is everything South Jersey on your phone and in your car through Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Local news, weather, and information updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Easy access to WPG podcasts and more. Powered by Smoker's Haven. You'll find the finest selection of cigars at any of their five locations. Stop in and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. Visit smokershavennj.com.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Republican presidential nominee and former President Donald Trump speaking at the Turning Point Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida, Friday, outlining what he called his common sense platform.
Good education. We'd like low interest rates. We'd like to be able to buy a house. We want safety, though. We want safety. We want strength. We want wisdom.
Today, former President Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, stump in Minnesota. Fox's Marion Rafferty reports presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has been endorsed by the Obamas.
That big endorsement came from the Obamas, who called the vice president on her cell phone. And now that Biden is out, the VP saying she's ready to take his place in a debate against former President Trump.
The Trump campaign says general election debate details can't be finalized until Democrats officially decide on a nominee. The vice president stumps today in Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, mostly sunny skies, a beautiful start to the weekend with a high of 87. Tonight, clear skies, low 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 89. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a couple of showers in the area with a low of 66. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I mentioned that last segment of Tom Foley. Sorry, Tommy. We're going to get you out. I'll give you that space back. Got to talk about my little railbirds there for a minute or so. Just love the bird hunting as well. The time element, though. Great organization. And you don't really, because it's all about stocked pheasants and stock quail. Don't really hear much about woodcock. Rough grouse, that's been closed forever, it seems. But great organization. It's the Jersey Shore chapter, American Woodcock Society, doing a lot. Besides, it's not just where guys get together, gals get together, do a shoot, whatever, and yammer. People are active. This group is very active. Back in May, they had a massive habitat improvement project on the Prosper Town Wildlife Management up there. What's that? Mid to Southern Ocean County. Route 537 there by Great Adventure, Prosper Town Lake. Good fishing spot. Joining us online right now is President Mark Dreyfus. Very cool guy. But not the woodcock hunter, you know, with the patches on the, you know, on the elbows and like, you know, he's just a basic badass upland bird hunter, great dog trainer as well. Mark Dreyfus, how you doing, man? I want to talk about your organization because it's one day closer to the hunting season, my brother. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. I agree with you. Let's go hunting. I've had enough of all this heat and humidity. Maybe good for fishing, not good for the bird dog guys.
It's just the opposite. I love to bow hunt. Sometimes I'm actually hunting in shorts, t-shirt. I just dig the hot weather and humidity. I don't know what that's from, but I like the cold as well. Mark, that was one hell of a project you guys undertook up there. You planted, what, over 100 trees? You planted persimmon trees. That's going to benefit the turkeys and the other upland game. Go into that. What was the genesis of that project? Did you work with Fish and Wildlife picking out an area that really needed habitat improvement for the way? How did that work?
Yeah. We've been very fortunate. So our chapter has been together since March 2020. This is our fourth habitat project. We try to cover from Monmouth County down to Cape May. Over the years, we've had a great relationship with New Jersey Fish Wildlife. So every year we sit down and we say, okay, what do we want to do? They're very open to working on projects for woodcock. We do hydro axon. For this project, what we ended up doing was we planted 126 alder trees. We're trying to create staggered growth edges. this is our second time over at Prosper Town Lake. And we also planted 20 of the persimmon fruit trees for the turkey. They asked us to do that. We were there, had about two dozen volunteers, so off we went. It's always great. We get a lot of great support. We really appreciate it.
Mark, over the years, especially in Southern Jersey, I had to shout out to Dick Wood, the great Dick Wood from Marmora. Great, great woodcock hunting. When I came down to the area in 88, 89, hunting woodbine, you get that. I used to see him. Okay, people, you know my proclivities. Again, no shame in my game. I would be running the boardwalk or the beach, and I'd pick up, dead, especially after a northeaster, pick up the dead woodcock that hit the wires, you know, fell. I'd breast them out. But some incredible, incredible woodcock hunting through the mid-90s, late 90s, and it seemed to wane. Mark, over the past, next, say, 5 or 6 years, what have you noticed in the populations where you're hunting?
So there's a great conservation plan that was done 2008, the American Woodcock Conservation Plan. It's a long-term review of woodcock from 68 to 2006 was what they reviewed.
Wow.
We had a decline of 1.9% per year in the eastern region. Then really when they looked at New Jersey numbers on the woodcock singing ground surveys, there was a suggestion that the last 10 years we've been in a decline of about 8.5%. A lot of that is really due to the loss of early succession forest habitat.
It's habitat driven, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Make the habitat and let it go. And, you know, it's an ongoing thing, right? You got to create edge. You got to have that for deer. You got to have that for turkey. You got to have that for woodcock and grouse, too.
Mark, does your organization ever approach any private landowners with a plan to, you know, not asking to hunt, whatever, just, hey, we'd like to improve habitat? Have you did any outreach like that?
So we have a regional forester that is constantly chasing me down to find some private landowners with a large amount of ground. Really, what we try to focus on is somebody that has property around public edges. And stuff like that. We have yet to really make a connection on that. We are open to ideas and open to projects and open to discussions on that. We just haven't been able to connect our way. So we've been doing most of our work on the WMAs.
Okay, we're speaking with Mark Dreyfus. He's the president of the Jersey Shore chapter, American Woodcock Society. Just a fascinating little game bird. Every spring, shout out to Joe Bauer. We're down his area. Was that he's in Upper Township, just bordering on Middle Township, his area. And meep, meep, meep. And you'd watch him doing the painting and the flying up and down. It's really something to see, man. But Mark, on the over, you think hunting pressure really has, with the population down, has any type of negative impact?
I don't think so. I think if you're a hunter, you're a dying the wool kind of guy, and you really love these birds, you want to put your time and effort into it. You look at the numbers of birds probably killed in the federal surveys, and one way or another, a predator is going to get a piece of these birds at some point, right? So whether it's us or whether it's raccoons, coyotes, that kind of stuff. I think it really comes down to habitat.
Hey, Mark, I'm very fortunate, as we know this, I get to hunt from Sussex to Cape May, a lot of points in between, about 99% public land. And I get to hunt during the week, Saturdays, here and there. Mark, I just don't see that many guys or gals actively seeking woodcock. Oh, I'm in the Gap, maybe, or you see some still down by Woodbine or North Cape May or Atlantic County here and there. Manahawkin has some pretty good woodcock when they come in. And then they're gone. They're in and they're gone. But Mark, is woodcock even really that much of a player anymore, except for as a small coterie of like your organization?
So to me, it's the last wild bird that we have in the upland community. Our other numbers are put and take, and I love hunting quail. I love hunting pheasant, no doubt about it. State does a real nice job with the stocking plan. This is the one that we can help and still actively have come in. I got to tell you the truth. I hunt them in the fall. I enjoy it. I got bird dogs. I got Britneys.
Yo, you're really Brits, man. Hey, listen, your Brits are legendary, Dreyfus. I asked around. I asked around, man. They said Dreyfus and Brits are the badass.
Keep going.
Mark, on the overall, though, you think I just hope that the population stays viable enough that it doesn't, you know, again, there's a lot of factors involved. They're migratory, unlike the grouse, you know, unlike the quail. Again, habitat's all involved with this. That eventually, it goes down to two birds, one bird, and then, hey, man, we're going to have to put a halt to that. Because there's a whole chain involved, correct?
Yeah. So that's a federal decision. These are migratory birds, right? So you have to have your HIP information, and the rules are set by the federal folks. You got to remember, look at the big picture. We're not just talking about New Jersey and our little area. We're talking about the whole flyway.
Right. That's what I mean.
Louisiana,
yeah.
Louisiana all the way up to Maine. I have to tell you, last year, the reports that we got on bird contacts was very strong. Maybe it was due to a good hatch. We had really nice weather right around May with dry, warm temperatures. So we had a very strong year last year. I think everybody kind of felt that. Let's hope it happens again.
Mark, one thing, again, because I was up in Aroostook. I live in Aroostook County. I don't know if probably 5, 6 years, 7 years. I had some great grouse hunting. It's not a grouse. It's a partridge. Will you stop with that? And the woodcock, I mean, sometimes it'd be phenomenal, but all my time afield, and it was always, we're never out to just to hunt specifically woodcock. We're hunting snowshoe hares, whatever. And then the woodcock hunting I had in Cape May County itself blew Maine off the map, blew that little section of Aroostook County, how many square miles, off the map when it came to numbers. Storm-oriented, of nor'easter. Go into that. They staged there to get across Delaware Bay, correct?
Yeah, I think they do. You know, the woodcock's really a fascinating bird.
Oh, yeah.
They fly about 50 feet high. They fly at night, and they rest and feed in these thickets during the day. That's when we're finding them, right, with the bird dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. These birds can migrate during the night. They can travel up to 300 miles in one shot. So
What?
You heard me.
That's like a Canada goose.
I get tired driving 300 miles. Can you imagine what these guys do? So you and I can go hunting on a Tuesday, have a wonderful day. You tell a friend, hey, you got to get down there. They get down there on the Wednesday. You know the old saying, here today, gone tomorrow.
Right? Yeah, they're like shadows, man. They're here and they're gone. We're speaking with Mark Dreyfuss. He's the president of the Jersey Shore chapter, American Woodcock Society. Okay, Mark, you have another. We're up against a hard break here, Mr. D. You have another event coming up. Hey, listen, to me, it's already August. Sometime in September, go into the location. What's it all about?
Sure. Hey, we're just trying to do a meet and greet with our chapter. So we're going to have a bird, brew, and barbecue. I think we like all three of them. Saturday, September 14th.
Whoa. Barbecue.
Go ahead.
Barbecue.
I knew I caught you.
Barbecue. Go ahead, man.
There you go. We're going to be over in Medford, New Jersey. The English Setter Club of America is hosting us. Great history of that club.
Yeah.
Field trial dogs. Very, very strong organization. So we're going to have a little bit of music, some refreshments, grilled burgers, hot dogs. Just trying to get the word out. So it's going to be open to members. Anybody that has an interest and don't know who we are. Really what we're trying to do here is we're raising money, right, in New Jersey, and everybody's being awesome and really supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to put that money back into New Jersey. I got a bigger project on the horizon. I don't want to talk too much about it until it's solid. But I got some nice things that are coming along that I'm really happy about. Remember, we cover from Monmouth County all the way down to Cape May.
Listen, back to the barbecue here, brother. Any timberdoodle kebabs on the menu, maybe?
Maybe we can figure one out. I keep inviting you to come out. I hear you don't miss. You're legendary.
Who told him that? Did you tell him that?
Everybody.
Oh. Mark, listen, give that Facebook page, website, please.
Sure. So if you do a search, the best way on Facebook is Jersey Shore Woodcock. You'll see our Facebook information come up there. We post a lot of information. The other thing, too, is roughgrousesociety.com. The Rough Grouse Society and the American Woodcock Society are the same organization. They're just sister organizations where we care for it on branding. We focus more on American woodcock here, so that's why we're branded with the woodcock. We changed that a couple of years ago.
Mark,
roughgrousesociety.com. Do a Google search, New Jersey woodcock. You'll find us, too.
Mark, speaking about the roughs real fast, I guess it was around the lower end of the flower by Flatbrookville. This past, I guess mid, late April, whatever, my wife and I, we actually heard a drum. A grouse drumming. You can't, listeners, you can't mistake it. You cannot mistake it. And it was, whoa, there's not to be dramatic, drivers, there's one left. There's one left.
I think there's more than one. Turkey guys always give me a buzz and tell me about the information going on.
Good. Okay, Mr.
Again, D. No habitat,
no hunt, man. And that's it. Okay, yes, Mark sir. D, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, man. You take care.
Thank you for all your help.
See you, brother. Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.
A little long night segment. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, more Americans over the age of 50 are taking care of older family members, and they vote. Hear what they want from their elected officials come November. Also, on the tech front, how artificial intelligence helped EA Sports produce its new college football game in just 3 months' time. And the strange rules for various Olympic sports, especially water polo. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, wrapping it up this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Let's get to a couple of quick fish reports. Joining us on the line right now, Mike Cunningham, the great Sea Isle bait and tackle, 4120 Park Road. That's Fish Alley in Sea Isle. Mike, what's happening?
How's everything going this morning, Tom?
I should be down here fishing with you, but you're too busy.
Well, this is what we got. A couple of increases in fish reports over the past, let's say week here. We have seen an increase in the fluke bite. It had been real tough there for
South winds.
But I've gotten some better Back Bay and ocean reports over the past, let's say, 2-3 days. So hopefully, with this weather trend coming up, that increases. So that's good to know. But what's been exciting, we had one of the local commercial fishermen in here this morning. He is a sea bass fisherman. He's reporting an increase in mahi-mahis around his pot. Now, it's mostly his gear that's off, say, the Delaware Bay, a little south of, that area. But creeping up, so if the water temperature stays stable and increases, hopefully that moves up more into the central Cape May and Atlanta County areas. But that's the first sign of them we've really seen this year. So that has everybody all excited. We're having a heck of a bonita bite. Little blues, tailor size blue mixed in with the bonitas. Most of them are on like an O or a number one Clark spoon, fishing on like a number one planer or an 8-ounce trolling drail. Mm-hmm. So the bonita bite's been good. And we're seeing a decent amount of sheep's head, maybe in my opinion, less than normal, but a decent bite. And tog season opens August 1st. We are getting our green crabs, getting our tog jigs, getting ready.
Yeah, yeah.
The sheep's head guys are saying there's a ton of keeper tog out there. So this first week is going to be real good.
Mike, for the sheep's head, I know, shout out to Danny Schaefer there at Insomniac. He swears by, he says, they'll get him on green card. He swears by fiddlers. Do you have a decent crab bite with these things going on? Are they hitting green crabs, or some guys use shrimp on a jig?
I've seen guys using the sand fleas, the fiddlers, the shrimp. Even the green crabs. Now, I feel the guys, this is opinion, over on the Delaware Bay, the guys fishing around the corner of Cape May, they tend to have a little better bite with green crabs. Day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
Over on this side, your fiddlers, your sand fleas, things like that tend to be a little better bite. But there's no rules. And again, I've seen them bite the shrimp. I've seen them bite a gulp. You generally want to stick with your crustaceans, but don't be locked in on one bait.
Good advice.
When the sand fleas are a pain in the neck, they die fast. We sell a red sand flea, so it's a blanched sand flea, and I have guys who swear by them. That's really all they use anymore. It's just the Blanche Samphleys. They're a tougher bait. They stay on the hook.
Exactly,
So always be looking to try something else. Don't get stuck in your train of thought. Listen to other guys. Try different things. Because every day, water clarity, what depth they are, can change the baits that are going to be working the best.
Perfect. Mike, before I let you go, these things are just as luscious as the sheephead. What about triggers? What are you hearing? And you'll catch them on the same baits. What do you got?
I've heard very little. Not zero, but fish here, all fish there. I just had the captain of the Starfish in here. They've seen, same thing, a fish or two. We need a couple more degrees to really get them going. So the divers say there's a couple around, but I don't think they're feeding very well with these with these cooler than normal temperatures.
Right. Okay, Mike, give that website phone number, please. Go.
Seattle Bait and Tackle, 609-263-6540. We're on the corner of 42nd and Park Road right here in the heart of Fish Alley.
Can't miss it. Okay, I'll see you. See you next week, Mikey. Take care.
Have a nice day.
That'll do it for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out and enjoy a very good weather window. Okay, fresh water, salt water, in the bay, in the rivers, out front, along the beach. Water's warming up finally. It should be a good go. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.